Welcome you to my presentation. First, I'd like to give credit to all my co-authors for their contribution to this project. Forest production is an important contributor to the agricultural income in the Southern Great Plains. Farmers in this region use the small grain as a component of the forest system. During the fall winter, when you saw mostly gray all around, the small grains can bring some green where the animal can graze and gain weight. Sorry. Small grains can be used for both food and fodder. At Noble Foundation, our main target is to breed small grain for forage. And most of our evaluation we do under clipping system, so which may or may not reflect the actual grazing condition. So we find that it may be a good idea to put all the advanced lines which we developed through the clipping system, put under grazing condition, and see their grazing performance under grazing. We don't want to see our animals sitting idle like that. We want to see them happily graze on grains, and for that we need some small grains which are grazing tolerant. Grazing tolerant mainly provides, it greatly reduces the yield and stand loss and also ensures the profitability of cultivars. Thus, our target is to develop these cultivars which are grazing tolerant. So the objective of our target of our program is to develop cultivars for which can produce fall winter forage and at the same time also provide the grazing tolerance. The crops of our choice are rye, wheat, triticale, and oat. We mainly do our experiments in three different levels. First, all the advanced lines we developed from our clipping trials evaluate under grazing condition. The other one is the early generation evaluation. We mainly started from F3 and go F4 and F5 and do the head selection in F5 and move forward from there. The other one is the the varieties which are in the pipeline to release as a new cultivar and evaluate those under animal performance. So for the first two, we mainly do the continuous planting in small plots, mainly 5 feet by 10 feet, and four crops are planted at random. And then we usually plant it during early September or mid-September and start grazing in November. At the boot stage, we usually stop grazing and allow for seed production, and this seed we used in the next generation. In the lamb trial, we usually use bigger plots, about 1/10 of an acre, and mainly evaluate for available forage, grazing tolerance, and live weight gain. As I mentioned, the stand loss is the first and most important trait under grazing condition. So we evaluate all our four crops under grazing and look for the plant stand and express as a percentage of the full stand. So it's a busy slide, but the main thing I want to show you this distribution, and we don't see a lot of variation in rye. But wheat and triticale has some variation, and most of the stand loss we observed in oat. This is not only for the grazing, but as we see in our condition that oat has the problem to stand the winter, and this is the combination of grazing and also the winter. We also observed the recovery after grazing, and we can see that most of the rye lines had a pretty good recovery. And we express this recovery in a 1 to 9 scale, where 1 indicates the poorest recovery and 9 the best recovery. And you can see that the overall mean for Rye lines is about 7.45. So it has the best recovery compared to the other crops. And similar to the plant stand, oat also had the least recovery, and wheat and triticale in between. The next thing we also observed that we have all four crops, and usually we put the cattle to graze on these, and under different crops, are there any choices? So we actually look at the percent of the crop grazed in day 1, day 2, and day 3, and found that if there are choices, then animals like some varieties better than others. Here, on a crop basis, we saw that rye is always preferred among the others. But the wheat and oat, almost similar preference, and triticale has the least preferred. When we look within the species, we saw that some of the lines, like here it is 95-134A and 96-131, has some preference at the day 1, but as we go through day 3, most of these preferences is faded. But triticale is a little bit different. Here there are some varieties which have a lot more preference than the others. Even after 3 days, you can see some of the cultivars didn't graze more than 20%. So this indicates that triticale has the best potential to select varieties for the grazing preference. In rye, we didn't see that the difference we observed in triticale. Most of the lines have pretty much well liked by the animals. Oat, there are 2 lines which are day 1 had a lot of preference over the others, but it also faded over time. So in the lamb trial, we also looked for the forage availability, and we, as I mentioned, we started from the early November and it continues until late May. And we take samples in several times and expressed in the percent the forage availability. You can see here that oat has the best availability during the early fall, but during the winter time, there is few or no forage availability in most of the oat lines. But in rye, pretty good fall and winter forage, but poor in late spring forage. Wheat is like in between oat and rye. When we used as mixed crop, we saw that some of the lines, especially when we combine oat and wheat, it can substantially increase the grazing period. The wheat and rye is pretty good for early fall and also winter and early spring, but late spring, no forage. This also like mimics this condition that wheat and rye both didn't have a good late spring forage. We also look for the quality of the forage in different time points. Mainly here we take samples in mid-December, mid-February, and also at the last harvest in May 26. And you can see the crude protein difference. In the December samples, so the crude protein varied among different crops is from like from 18 to 22%, and it jumped to 25 to 29% in February, but it substantially reduced during the late spring. It's about 8 to 11%. The in vitro digestibility, we observed that during the early fall and also in winter time, they have pretty high porous digestibility, but it reduced almost half during the late spring. So in summary, I observed that most of the cultivars, most of the lines we developed through clipping did pretty well under grazing condition, but there are some differences also. So most it indicates that the clipping is mostly mimic the grazing condition, but there are some also difference, so it's not always true. If there are choices, animal prefers some crops, varieties within a crop better than others. So there are some preferences, so it may be a good trait to look, especially for theoretically to develop some grazing tolerant and lines. And for small grain provide forests from November to late May, so it can be an integral part of our agriculture. Before concluding, I like to say that right now we have four different cultivars, one each of oat, then wheat, rye, and triticale, which we are in the process to release it. We are looking for commercial partner for this one. And once we got the commercial partner, we'll release for cultivation. With this, I like to also thank several people who are helping me to achieve this project. And with this, thank you.
We have time for a few questions.
What was the grain production like in comparison to, did you do a comparison between grain production or without grazing, with grazing? How much was there a yield loss there?
Actually, the question is the grain production versus the forest production. In, as I mentioned, we are mainly developing cultivars for forest, and we really don't look at the grain production, but we consider as a seed yield, and we observed that these lines, when we, it's like dual purpose, so we graze until the boot system and then allow for graze for seed production, and we got a pretty good yield compared to the grain system. Yes, please.
For your in vitro digestibility, what growth stage do you harvest? Is that
boot stage? There are several stages, as I mentioned. Like, we mainly harvested during the December, when it's mainly at full vegetative stage. So in February, it's also in vegetative stage, but in May 26, it mainly at the late maturity stage.
The one that looks like very close to 90%.
Yeah, this are mainly vegetative stage, highly vegetative stage. I'm not quite sure about the incubation time. Yeah, we have the forest analysis lab, so we just send the sample to them and they analyze, so I really don't know.
NIR.
No, but they developed this curve on the basis of the wet chemistry, yeah. That's a good question. Normally, it happens like that. But under the if we develop some variety with PBP, then there are some restrictions, of course, the use of the seed. Yes, please. Not really. Yes, please.
What generation do you test for preference tests?
These are mostly from F10 to F12. Okay. Thank you.
Very much.